I'm Shelley Schlender. This is MeAndMyDiabetes.com. Here's part two of a conversation with Stanford geneticist Mike Schneider. This conversation focuses on a study that he plans to do involving 250 pre-diabetics.
We'd really like to take on analyzing diabetes further because it really is a huge problem that's mushrooming. You may have heard that some people estimate that up to 50% of the population will be diabetic within 20 years or something like that, or maybe 30 years. That's a huge, huge problem. And given how little we know about it, how it's such a complicated disease, I don't see how we can't go in and by studying this in molecular detail, learn a lot more that's going on. And hopefully some of that information will be valuable for treating people and helping, you know, ameliorate this condition. That's really the goal.
How many people will be in your next study?
Well, we're trying to get funding to study about 250 people. So that's a pretty large study. We're not funded for it yet, but we are writing grants and hoping to get such funding. But I think that's a large enough cohort to give us a snapshot of what might happen.
I wonder if researchers such as you, using somewhat different platforms, were to pool your information, if other people did similar studies around the United States, looking at similar markers in the blood, would that help also just to get the numbers up higher for how many people are being looked at?
Well, I certainly am a big fan of collaborating with anyone doing related things and be happy to do that. I'd like to think we're studying nearly everything you can, but you can always study more. For example, we could study the microbiome. We could study other things that are going on in people. We are doing all the standard medical tests.
Yeah, that was a neat one you just mentioned because that might have something to do with it. The bacteroidetes, however you say that, and the firmicutes, is that what they are? The firmicutes.
We're loaded with microorganisms. You may know we have several pounds of microorganisms inside ourselves. In fact, more cells in our body are microbes than they are our own cells. And so they certainly are thought to have a huge impact on our metabolic states and such. And so we do want to analyze those. At some level, we're going to collaborate with others to help do that. And that would be a terrific thing to add to a study as one example. And as you point out, there may be other things we can add as well. And so in an ideal world, we'd like to add them by people collaborating with us on the same sample so we can learn more about those samples.
Are you saving your samples right now so that you have enough that another researcher could look at them too? I hate to be this graphic, but if you're talking microbiome, are you getting samples of your poop?
We're about to start that. We have not done that yet. But yes, that would be certainly one of the things to do. We have one reason we chose me in the first place. In fact, the way this all started was we chose me because we'd have somebody who we could get lots of material from, so to speak.
That's right. They just walked right here into your office and took your blood.
Right. There's a real convenience factor, which is quite nice. From a scientific standpoint. And so this is really a very nice thing to have. We thought we were taking plenty of material to do everything we wanted with, but suddenly you discover as you think of more things to do and other people get involved in the study. It started out with a study with just a few people, but by the time we published this paper, we actually had 40 different collaborators because there were lots of different people who wanted to join in because it was a pretty unique study. And in the end, a lot of the material is close to gone for the first part. But on the other hand, we are collecting new material as we go forward, and we're getting better at using less material. So we are trying to save some as we go forward so that other groups can analyze them. And several people have now approached me about getting access to some of this, and we hope to be able to work with some of them to be able to better analyze, again, all the different constituents in my blood and what that means for health states.
Do you ever think about the Einstein quote about knowledge?
Well, I'm a believer that more information is always better than less information, so...
He had so many quotes. Do you know which one I'm thinking of?
No.
He said that knowledge is like this cup of coffee you have here, where the things that we know are inside the cup of coffee, and what we don't know is the circumference, and what we don't know that we don't know is here. So what we know that we don't know is the circumference. Our knowledge is here. We all want more knowledge, but as that happens, the outside becomes larger and we are more aware of what we don't know. which makes it a little bit frustrating.
Well, that's certainly true of this study. I think many more questions came up than got answered as we went along. And to me, that's exciting because that's more problems to solve. And I think that'll happen for a while. You're right. You're absolutely right. There's a lot more to learn.
Yeah, but that would be a neat disease to solve.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So, and one I think that would affect, you know, I think hopefully it helped the lives of many, many people.
Okay, thanks. You know what? I'd love to talk more, but you've got to go.
Okay.
I'm Shelley Schlender. This interview with Mike Schneider was recorded in April of 2012. You can find more interviews like this at meandmydiabetes.com. Thanks to Walt Schlender for the music.